This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio for Saturday, June 21st, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Chamber of Commerce named WRIP 97.9 FM Small Business of the Year June 19th. The commercial station, broadcasting from Windham since 1998, stood out in the area in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene, said Greene County Chamber of Commerce board member Lorraine Emmerich. Quote, running on generator power and caffeine, WRIP connected neighbors and friends during and after the storm, unquote. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Mid-Hudson Cable has dropped Al Jazeera English, its only non-entertainment-oriented cable news channel. The channel, previously Al Gore's Current TV, had been Channel 173 on Mid-Hudson Cable until recently. Mid-Hudson also reports it is having trouble picking up the WYNA Channel 9 and 609 signal and have been advised by the station's engineers that WYNA is running on low power while working on a transmission problem. Please note, Mid-Hudson Cable is an underwriter on WGXC. The Guardian in London reports that the New York Metropolitan Opera this week canceled the international simulcast of John Adams' opera The Death of Klinghoffer due to, quote, an outpouring of concern, unquote, that it, quote, might be used to fan global anti-Semitism, unquote. Locally, Time Space Limited in Hudson simulcast the Met's opera, but not this one. Quote, I'm convinced that the opera is not anti-Semitic, said Peter Gelb, general manager for the Met, quote, but I've also become convinced that there is genuine concern in the international Jewish community that the live transmission of The Death of Klinghoffer would be inappropriate at this time of rising anti-Semitism, particularly in Europe, unquote. The 1991 opera depicts the Palestinian Liberation Front's 1985 hijack of an Italian cruise ship. The 69-year-old Leon Klinghoffer, a Jewish-American tourist, is murdered in the hijacking. You can read the full story in The Guardian. Today is Saturday, June 21st, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 78 and a low around 50. Sunday should also be sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 54. Monday should be sunny with a high near 79. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.